The week of October 23rd to 31st is Red Ribbon Week, and with us to talk about that and the important work that she does, Rana Yablonsky, Executive Director of the Cambria County Drug Coalition. Rana, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, you bet. Thank you for having me.
The week of October 23rd, beginning Red Ribbon Week.
Red Ribbon Week is the nation's longest-running and most recognized drug prevention campaign in history. Mm-hmm. And there's many meanings to the Red Ribbon. The campaign found its start in response to a slain DEA agent. Special Agent Kiki Camarena paid the ultimate price of his life in the fight against the war on drugs during his tenure as a DEA agent. Mm-hmm. And as a result, ever since then, back in the 1980s, we have been wearing red ribbons in his honor and recognizing the work of law enforcement or the efforts of law enforcement, how these men and women every single day put their lives at risk to serve and protect. So in his memory and in his honor of his work and the obviously the recognition of the work that's still underway, we can wear a red ribbon. In addition to that, the red ribbon also is a visible statement so that individuals can pin a ribbon on their clothes, post a ribbon in your window at your office to make a visible statement against the misuse and abuse of drugs and your support of drug prevention efforts.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, the Cambria County Drug Coalition, what I love about the organization and our stations at Forever, just been so thankful that you have been such a great partner to us over the last couple of years. But what I love about what the Cambria County Drug Coalition does is it involves all sectors of community, not just law enforcement, but faith-based, health, schools, really involves all facets of community.
We believe every life matters every time, and that we also believe that every affected sector in a community can play a role in solutions. And since the inception of the coalition back in 2016, we have been able to make just that statement. And the campaign for 2020 is a perfect example of that.
Mm-hmm.
So during that week, in addition to airing messages with our radio partners as well as our TV partners and our partners with print media, we have other sectors that are engaged as well. So through our government sector, we will be actually doing an official Red Ribbon proclamation through the county commissioners during their October meeting.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to that, we are doing a very special training on October the 22nd. So the same day, a day-long symposium in collaboration with the Veterans Community Initiative. Kiki Camarena is the slain DEA agent who also served our country as a Marine. And so we're looking very forward to the opportunity to provide information on the disease concept of addiction and the process of addiction to the veterans community, and that partnership is, again, something we value very much.
Yeah.
Additionally, working with our healthcare professionals, our drug treatment and recovery, as well as businesses across the community, the coalition is able to provide a supply of red ribbons to any business that's interested in having them and any organization that's willing to display, and essentially what we call paint the town red. We have these available at no cost through sponsors, the district attorney's office, community action partners, Adagio Health, in collaboration with a coalition of all work to ensure that anyone who wants a red ribbon can get one. Special added bonus this year, in addition to painting the town red and disseminating supply of red ribbons, we will be illuminating through sponsorship the Stone Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
So there's significant meaning to the Stone Bridge here in Johnstown.
Right.
This bridge survived all of the Johnstown floods, so it's a stronghold structure, and we are happy to say that during the week of Red Ribbon, the lights on the Stone Bridge will be illuminated in red every night.
Awesome. Yeah.
Police cruisers will be displaying red ribbon magnets right on their cars. We will be supplying red ribbons to every single youth in all 19 public as well as private schools across the county. We're doing a youth summit, engaging youth because of COVID. Again, we had to be super creative, and we are offering a virtual youth summit and have been able to plan for a nationally recognized speaker, a youth motivational speaker.
Mm-hmm.
DeMarco Fombe will be our featured guest that day in a virtual symposium that we're doing in collaboration with JARI and HRAA. So super excited about engaging the youth in that level.
Yeah.
members of the community who want to be involved. On Saturday, October the 24th, we will be hosting a local prescription drug take-back event. Now, this event's happening across the country in cities all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
To date, we have over 20 sites, police stations, and venues that are registered where residents have the ability to rid their homes of unwanted, unused, expired medications. Again, this is happening that Saturday, the 24th, during Red Ribbon Week. So we encourage all community members to take part in that. There will also be needle collection on those days at all sites as well.
Okay.
Just a host of things, something super special happening in collaboration with churches of all denominations. So in addition to having bulletin announcements for churches and providing red ribbons to churches, the faith-based sector of the coalition is sponsoring our annual First Responder Appreciation. In the past, this event was, for real, a red carpet event. We literally rolled out the red carpet and invited first responders from all 107 locations across Cambria County. Mm-hmm. So EMS firefighters and police would come in person to this event. Again, because of COVID, we are unable to do that, so we are going to go to them.
Yeah.
So coalition partners from all sectors are volunteering their time, and we will be doing in-person visits to all 107 locations across Cambria County, thanking our first responders face-to-face for the sacrifices that they make every day to serve and protect us.
Wow, that is absolutely wonderful. Ron, if people want to find out information about all this stuff that you're talking about, where can they find it?
One of the easiest places to find information on a local level, and as far as our local efforts, would be by visiting the Coalition's Facebook page or going to the Coalition's website. So those would be two easy, direct avenues that I would recommend.
One thing I appreciate, and as I touched on earlier, about all the community links, you had mentioned about the Thursday, October 22nd, with Veterans Community Initiatives, which is a great organization.
We are very honored to have the relationship with VCI very early on in the formation of the coalition. Individuals who run that organization reached out to us and inquired about ways in which we might be able to collaborate, and we've been able to do so since in each of their annual trainings and symposiums that they have geared specifically for those who have served in the military or at some level. And so the thing that's interesting there is that we like to bring light to the fact that addiction does not discriminate, and that all of us have some level of susceptibility, and we want to make sure that no matter what walk of life they're from, that they would recognize that there are sources of help, that this community embraces individuals. We want to meet them where they are, and we want to make sure that families recognize if they need help, where do they go to get that help. And so on that day, again, that is on October the 22nd, we will be doing training specifically for individuals to recognize the signs and symptoms of addiction, the path or process of addiction. Again, this is offered, as you mentioned, through Kathy Strain at Drug Free Workplace of Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
Additionally, the district attorney will be there to talk about the Veterans Court and the impact of Veterans Court and what that looks like for veterans here in Cambria County. And I would suspect that individuals who have graduated from that program will be in attendance as traditionally they have been, and they offer testimonies to the impact of that program, the reintegration process, and how having a second chance and the opportunity to recognize recovery as a reality and being able to have gainful and meaningful employment and recognizing their role as citizens in the community, as well as connecting and reconnecting with their families. I will be there as a featured speaker and serving as the MC and talking a little bit about the history of Red Ribbon and some of what I've just provided here, as well as the resources that the coalition has in place. So, for example, we can offer trainings on Narcan or Naloxone, and so we will make sure that the veterans and their families are aware of some of the services that the coalition and our collaborating partners have. We have addiction resource guides, Deterra drug deactivation pouches, and things like that that we will have on hand at no cost and be able to provide to anyone who's in attendance. And mind you, there is no fee for veterans who are interested in attending. And if they're interested in learning more about that, they can reach right out to the VCI local office here in Johnstown.
Yeah. good people doing some great things.
We're very proud of the strides and the impact, recognizing that the work of the coalition is indeed the work of many. Yeah. This is many individuals who have opted to come together to do life-saving work in stopping the infiltration of drugs, to stop the cycle of addiction, and to, again, meet folks where they are to make sure that we are communicating treatment options and recognizing that treatment doesn't look the same for any two people and that there are multiple pathways to recovery. Building a community that recognizes recovery as a reality is definitely underway. And also our work to stop the cycle of addiction with the county's youngest residents. And so working with all of the county school districts just this school year alone, despite the impact of COVID, we have been able to reach in excess of 4,000 middle school students with the nation's top-ranked youth resiliency drug prevention program.
Yeah.
The program is bought in life skills training. And what we've learned is during the season of COVID, there has actually been an elevated interest in youth resiliency. So this program is about saying no to drugs, but it's also about social engagement. It's also about decision-making process, dealing with anxiety and pressure, having strong connections to your community, as well as social engagements with your peers.
Mm-hmm.
The program is all-encompassing, and the interest for the program continues to elevate, and we just can't thank our school partners enough. And it's been an incredible journey and privilege to work with 19 Cambria County schools and rolling out the top-ranked, best-of-the-best program for the youth of this county. And that program, again, as I said, even during COVID, we are now expanding. Half of those schools now have implementation at an elementary level as well.
Yeah. Oh, that is
so
wonderful.
We are just incredibly grateful for all of the partnerships and just can't really say enough about the fact that the work of the coalition is indeed the work of many.
Ronnie Blonsky, if somebody wants to find out more information,
I would recommend a couple of things. One way would be by going to our website, CambriaCountyDrugCoalition.org. Our website is very user-friendly. Under each tab, you will be able to see the work of all of the sectors that are involved with the coalition. Our phone number is 814-619-4505. We continue to expand our staff, and we're very happy to be able to be here and to engage in conversations with individuals. We'd be happy to answer any questions, and certainly anyone, there's a place for anyone at our table who can share in our mission and vision of making positive change across the county.
Ronnie Yablonsky, Executive Director, Cambria County Drug Coalition, the week of October 23rd to the 31st, Red Ribbon Week. Keep doing the great work you're doing. Really appreciate this conversation today.
Thank you so much, Bill. I'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks.